insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش الرحمن فاسأل به خبيرا
He who created the heavens and the earth and what is between them in 6 days and then established himself above the throne, the most merciful. So ask about him one well informed.
الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش الرحمن فاسأل به خبيرا This noble verse is the 59th verse we're going to discuss of Surah Al-Furqan. It says, Who created the heavens and the earth and what is between them in 6 days? Then he established himself on Arsh, or the throne of authority. The beneficent God asked then from him who is aware of everything. This noble verse, brothers and sisters, is stating the power of Allah in the entire universe, and this verse is somehow describing this assured trust in another way. You may remember in the previous episode we discussed the 58th verse, which talked about the concept of trust. The previous verse told us how we should trust on the Almighty Allah and which attributes we should look after in trusting someone. Tawakkal ala al-hayy alladhi la yamut. If you want to trust someone, you must trust on someone who is ever living, who does not die. He is not dead at the time, like idols. وَكَفَى بِهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا You must trust on someone who is always aware of everything. And now, this verse continues this assured trust. So it says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ Trust him, continues, who created the heavens and the earth, and what is between them in 6 days. It means, the one who has such omnipotence can protect those who trust him from every danger and disaster. He both has created the world and the management, leadership, and administration of it, and these are all in his authority. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ Then he established himself on the Arsh, which is the throne of authority. In fact, this gradual creation of the world shows that Allah does not hurry in any job. If He does not punish wrongdoers very quickly, It is because he wants to give them opportunity and respite to improve them. Or maybe he wants them to turn to themselves and understand that they're doing wrong. Or for the ones who will not turn back at any moment, it will be an opportunity for them to have a heavier chastisement.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
In chapter A'raf, the 54th verse, it is also discussed the creation of the universe in 6 days. The point that we should remind in ourselves is that the purpose of the word days in such cases is periods of time. So each of these days may last millions or billions of years. The evidence of this matter can be traced to the Arabic literature and other languages. Anyway, at the end of the verse, it is added the beneficent God, Ar-Rahman. So He is the one whose encompassing mercy includes all creatures and everyone who obeys Him, or everyone who disobeys Him, believer or disbeliever. All these creatures enjoy His unconditional generosity. This is the true meaning of Ar-Rahman. He has encompassing mercy. And now that man has such a mighty and generous Lord, he must ask Him whatever he needs, or he must ask Him who knows everything. And this is the true meaning of trust. If you find the right qualifications and attributes for the one whom can be trusted, then you must go forward, step forward, and ask Him whatever you need, because He is the sustainer. This is what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. He, sallallahu, is reported to have said, if one trusts Allah, He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, provides His provisions and livelihood from some ways that he has not thought. And then continues, on the other hand, and Allah makes the world the trust of someone who pins all his hopes on the world. Which means, the one who trusts not Allah and pins all his hopes on the world will have no one to turn to, he will have no one to rely on. The ending part of this verse, dear listeners, remains for the next episode to be discussed. Thank you for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.